I just got the new Zoom H1 Essential Recorder. This is the smallest of the Essential Series recorders, which are the first from Zoom with Voice Guide built in. I know a lot of you are curious, I certainly am, to see how this Voice Guide actually works. So this will not be a deep dive or a full review or even probably have a whole lot of examples of the recorder itself, as in actually recording from the recorder. This will mostly just be a first impressions and sort of let's see what I can figure out without reading the manual or having listened to anything previously just by using the Voice Guide feature. Don't expect anything too organized or professional. I'll leave that to others. When I started recording this, I had no idea that the microphones on the H1E would be so much louder than the Voice Guide. I eventually figured out how to fix that, but not until after the recording was over, and so I did a bunch of post-production editing to make this a lot more listenable than it was for me when I was recording it. I did, however, leave the ratio in there between the microphones and the Voice Guide for a little while, just so you could hear what it was like. But for the most part, I turned it way down or completely killed it. At times, because I had the monitor volume way higher than it should have been, there was some distortion from the internal mics. However, this does not accurately reflect really anything about the device other than I broke it.
Okay, I've got the box, which I have yet to open, so let's do that. And we have a small box. In that small box, what do we have in the small box? Another box. Very exciting. All right, let's see how this is gonna go. It's got a carton. There we go. So in this box, when I eventually get it out, is the carton with the recorder in it. Here it is. The recorder, whoa, that's an interesting design. Okay, so we have something that is kind of wide on the bottom and narrow on the top. Two microphones really stick out on this thing, and they're smaller than the H1N, I think, a little bit. I'll have to compare that in a little bit. Okay, on the left side, at the bottom, there's the power switch, which is one of those spring-loaded deals. Then there's the thumb wheel, and then above that is a jack. On the right side, there is a card slot, then a single button, and then a USB-C jack, a thing that looks like a jack, but I don't think is, and then another 3.5mm jack. I assume the one on the left is for headphones and the one on the right is for microphone. Don't know for sure. On the front, there are four buttons directly under the little square display, which is near the top. And then below those four buttons, those are soft keys. And below those four buttons, we have a series of five. The record button is in the middle, and then I assume the top left is stop, the top right is play, then rewind and fast forward at the bottom with record in the middle. And these buttons, I don't know if you can hear that, they don't make a lot of noise when you press them, especially the soft keys. The back, forward, stop, and play buttons are a little clickier. The record button is not at all, which is not a bad thing. On the back of the unit, there's a small speaker. There's the thread to mount it to a tripod, and the all-important battery cover, which I will be putting batteries in a moment. But first, let's put in the also all-important brand new 128 gig micro SD card. So this thing does accept up to 1 terabyte cards, which will, at the highest recording level this thing supports, 32-bit float, 96 kilohertz sampling rate, will give you about 380 hours or so, if I've done the math right on that. And that's on a 1 terabyte card. If you take the quality down, you get much more than that, but what's the fun in that? Okay, there's the micro SD card. Let's see about inserting it into this little device. I have to figure out how this thing opens. Ah, there we go. A fingernail. Perfect. And sliding the card in backwards. Don't do that. All right, now it's in the right way. All right, let's put some batteries in this thing and see what it does. I'm recording, by the way, with my old Zoom H6, so I will eventually patch this device, the new H1E, into it so you can hear it talking directly instead of through its little speaker. But as far as I understand it, it's supposed to start talking right away when you turn it on through the little speaker. So let's see if that's really going to happen or not. All right, turning it on, I hope.
Guide sound, English plus beep.
Good start.
Language, English.
All right, I pressed the far right soft key, which is usually the enter key. Let's see.
Rex, no SD card. Battery level.
This is the part where it's really, really quiet.
Stereo. Low cut, no SD card. No SD card.
No SD card.
No SD card.
Hey! There's to an SD card. All right, let me plug this into the recorder so I can actually hear it better. Okay, I turned it off mic, and now I'm going to turn it back on with this thing plugged in. And I think what's going to happen is the microphones are going to start picking me up, as well as the voice guide, so this should be interesting. Let's see what it does. Turning it on.
Guide sound, English plus beep.
Okay, it said English plus beep. Now, I know from the H1N that the third soft key, if you go from left to right, usually toggles between the options. So let's see what this third soft key does here.
Beep only.
Beep only.
Off.
Off.
English plus beep.
English plus beep. Okay, so what happens if I press the, what I think is the enter key? That's the one all the way on the right.
Language. English.
Okay, that's good. What other options do we have? Can we change?
Francais, Deutsch, Italiano, Espanol, Chinese, Japanese, English.
Okay.
Date format, year, month, day,
oh, nice.
Year.
Okay. This is where you set the time and date, I guess.
Year, month, day.
Let's do that.
Month, day, year.
Let's not do that.
Day, month, year.
Let's not do that.
Year, month, day.
Pressing enter here. So I'm using the
day, month, year.
Second and third soft keys under the display to go back and forth. Second goes to the left, the third goes to the right.
Year, month, day.
And then the fourth one, which the thing that I'm calling the fourth soft key, the one on the far right, is the enter key. So I'm going to go there, press enter.
Set date, time, year, month, year, 2024, 2024, month. 1, 2, 2, set, day, month, day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
What is today?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
That's reasonably responsive. You don't have to wait for the prompt to end. That's good.
19, set, hour, 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 16, minute. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 15. Okay. Battery type, alkaline.
And I'm not using alkaline batteries, so let's go to
nickel metal hydride.
That.
Lithium. Alkaline. Nickel metal hydride. Done.
Cool. Okay, now what happens? It's
Rex, new SD card detected.
Oh boy. Okay, now it picked up my microphones and it's complaining about the SD card.
Quick test. Cancel. Quick test. SD format. SD format. Cancel. Execute. Cancel.
I wish I knew why it was. Let's see. Okay, so there's the internal mics. This volume control thumb wheel thing does seem to be on the headphone output. So I need to figure out how to control the level, I guess.
Cancel. Execute.
Maybe this is formatting the SD card? I'm not really sure.
Done.
I think it did.
SD format.
Okay.
Empty trash. Full test. Quick test. SD format. Empty trash. Empty trash. Cancel. Full test. Full test. Cancel. Execute. Cancel. Execute. testing.
Oh, okay, this is the SD card test? That's cool. I didn't mean to do that, but are you going to tell me any of the results when they happen, or are you just going to give me an okay, or everything is broken, or I'm still waiting for something to happen? I don't know how long this takes. This is a 128 gig micro SD card, so I guess a test might take longer or shorter depending on how large the card is. But I don't know anything because I have not read the manual. That's kind of the whole point of doing it this way, is since I haven't read the manual, I'm going in literally pretty much completely blind here. I'm just going to cut until this thing is done so I don't have to talk about nothing. Whoops! That was not supposed to happen. I waited about 6 minutes for this thing to do something and then accidentally hit the power button. So that test never completed. I guess I'll turn it back on. And because...
Rec standby. Remaining time, 92. Hour, 31. Minute. Battery level. Full. Stereo. Low cut. Off.
That's a lot of information. Wow, okay. Now I have no idea what you're now hearing me through the microphones of the recorder, which is being picked up by the input of the other recorder. I guess I have to figure out how to change the levels on this, or turn it off or down or whatever. The way these recorders work, as soon as you turn them on, they're in record standby. You know, that's a little concerning. It's great that you have all that info when you turn the thing on, but does that actually slow it down if you want to start recording quickly? Let's do a test. Since I haven't recorded anything at all yet, I'm going to turn it off. And now I'm going to turn it back on and try to start recording as soon as it starts picking me up to see if it starts recording immediately. And let's see here.
Rec stand.
Okay, this is a recording, and apparently it does interrupt that, so you don't have to wait for that to finish or anything like that. Testing. 1, 2, 12. Okay, the stop button is a little clicky. I thought they said all these buttons weren't going to do that. Oh well.
Playback.
Okay, this is a recording, and apparently it does interrupt that, so you don't have to wait. Okay, neat. Now I'm not sure what mode I'm in. I just pressed the stop button. The microphones didn't come back. You have to press stop again.
Rec standby. Remaining time, 92. Hour, 30. Minute. Battery level. Full.
Guess so.
Stereo. Low cut. Off.
All right, let's see what these soft keys do. I'm pressing the first soft key on the left.
Stereo. Mono. Stereo. Mono.
Okay, so that seems to be just the mono stereo toggle. Let's see what the second one does.
Low cut, off. Low cut, off. 80 hertz. 100. 60 hertz.
Boy, that could be faster.
Low cut. 100. 60 hertz.
So, like the Zoom H1N, if you don't press this button for a little while, it times out. When you press it once, you see the current state of whatever you're changing, and you press it again, you go to the next one. So I waited too long between button presses because this voice guide was really slow. I do hope we can fix that at some point, but anyway.
Low cut, 160. Low cut, 160. Low cut, 160 hertz.
It's so slow that you have to press it like really fast or it won't change.
Low 240 hertz. Low cut 240 hertz. Low cut 200. Low cut 240 hertz.
Right, that's ridiculously unresponsive. Let's see.
Low cut off.
There we go. All right, so the first on the left is the mono stereo toggle. The second is the low cut. I bet the third is going to be a limiter or an auto gain thing or maybe a level. Let's see. It's a nothing. It's an error beep. I wonder what that's supposed to do. Let's try the fourth one.
Move to trash. Cancel. Move to trash. Done.
Okay, I think I just deleted. I think I just deleted.
No file.
Yes. So if you want to delete something, you press the fourth soft key, the one on the far right. It says move to trash. The first option is cancel. So then you press the third soft key to get to the move to trash option, and then press the fourth one or enter again, and then it moves to trash. So I guess this button on the far right, not on the front of the unit, is where interesting stuff happens, like setting the file format and things. Let's see.
Menu. Rec settings. Help. Rec settings. Repeat setting. USB. SD card. Overdub. Output. System.
Okay, so I really, the problem here that I'm having internally is that because I'm monitoring the microphones through the standby, the voice guide is so much lower than I am by a significant amount. So let's see if I can go and change the recording level or something. Let's see. So when you go into that menu, the first thing you hit is the system thing, I think.
System.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the right.
Help.
Let's see what's in here.
Help.
It doesn't talk. How helpful.
System.
So I'm going to go to the right.
Rec settings. Sample rate. 48 kilohertz. 96 kilohertz. 44.1. 48 kilohertz. 48 kilohertz. Set. 96 kilohertz. 48 kilohertz. 48 kilohertz.
How do you get out of here?
Sample rate.
Okay, pressing the first soft key gets back out of that.
Pre-rec, auto rec, rec start tone, self timer, rec delay timer.
Ooh, neat stuff in here.
Rec file name, date, zoom asterisk 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 asterisk.
Oh, okay.
Date, zoom asterisk 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 asterisk.
I know what that is. That's the differentiator for...
Date. Zoom asterisk 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 asterisk.
That could be read a little better. But that's where you set the file format to show the file name in the date, whatever you have your date format set to, or if it's just Zoom, like Zoom 0001, Zoom 0002, whatever. So that's what all those asterisks are for. That could be maybe presented a little better, but let's go back to date.
Date.
And press enter.
Date. Set. Zoom asterisk ask date.
Gotta remember to back out, or it won't do you a lot of good if you're trying to change other stuff. So back.
Rec file name. Rec counter.
I don't know what that does.
Elapsed time. Remaining time. Elapsed time.
Okay.
Elapsed time. Rec count. IXML chunk. Off. Right. Off. Right. Right. Set.
I don't know what that is.
Right. Off. Off. Set. IXML chunk. Sample rate. Rec settings. Repeat setting. USB. SD card.
I'm trying to figure out... Does this thing just... let's see.
Overdub. Output. Volume control. Fixed level. Volume control. Knob. Fixed. Knob. Fixed. Fixed. Set.
Okay, that just dropped everything. Does that mean now?
Knob. Knob. Set.
Okay, so if you change that, I just figured out. Let's see.
Fixed.
Okay, so what that just did was that locked the volume control to... or the volume output to line level. So you can change the knob, you can turn the knob all night long, nothing will change. So if you need a line reference, I guess that would be the way to get one of those. Let's not do that though.
Knob. Knob. Set.
There we go. Change that.
Knob. Set.
Okay. That's interesting. So Let's see what else we have here.
Knob. Volume control. Fixed level. Output. System. Language. Factory reset. System. Rec settings. Sample rate. IXML chunk. Rec setting. USB. USB mic. USB file transfer. USB mic. PC/Mac. Mobile device. PC/Mac.
Okay.
Low cut. Off.
What just happened? Okay, I don't know what just
Input
happened.
Input overload. Stereo. Stereo.
Lost my microphone. That's interesting. I don't have a microphone anymore. See if it comes back if I record stuff. Hello.
Mute.
Mute.
Unmute. Mute. Unmute.
Wait a minute.
Mute.
What am I...
Unmute.
Is this thing... Oh, okay. When you put this thing in USB mode, even when you don't have the USB cable connected, it goes in that mode? Now it's not a recorder anymore? So the buttons change?
Mute.
And the play button is now the mute/unmute button.
Unmute.
I don't know if that mutes and unmutes the microphone.
Mute.
Or the playback. I assume it's probably the microphone. But there is no return from the microphone. You can't hear it in the headphones when you're in this mode, so I don't know. Well, I'm really confused now. This thing does allow you to record when you're in USB mode, I think.
Unmute. Mute.
Okay, let's see if I can figure out how to get out of this. Pressing the first soft key.
Stereo.
Is a mono stereo toggle. The second here.
Low cut.
Off. Is a low cut. The fourth.
Move to trash. Cancel.
Okay.
Move to trash. Done.
So that's the same as it is in record
USB
mode.
USB mic.
So I guess I have to go back into the menu and turn that off.
Menu. Exit USB mic.
Yeah, okay, there we go. What other options do I have in here?
USB mic settings.
Ooh.
Direct monitor.
Okay.
Send volume. Direct monitor. Off. On.
I bet that's a good...
On. Set.
If I turn that on... I still don't have a monitor, though. Do I have to back out of the menu?
Direct monitor. USB mic settings. USB mic.
Let's see.
Menu. USB. USB mic. Unmute.
That's why. It was muted. Okay. So pressing the play button, and now I have a direct monitor in this USB mode thing, which is totally useless in the context in which is presented. That's interesting, though. It goes into that mode. It lets you go in there and do stuff, even when you don't have a USB thing connected. But that also means, at the same time, that it's accessible in that mode. So that's good. So let's mute this mic again, and then I'll just go back to the other mic.
Mute.
And now that I've done that, I can go back into the menu.
Menu. USB mic settings. Rec settings. USB mic settings. Direct monitor. Send volume.
That's neat. I guess that sends to the USB thing.
Send volume.
And you change it with the second and third soft keys, and it just beeps.
Receive volume.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Receive volume. Direct monitor.
All right. So that's all that's in there.
USB mic settings. Rec settings. Sample rate. Pre-rec. Sample rate.
I guess you can't change the sampling rate when you're in this mode. Interesting.
Pre-rec. Auto-rec. Rec start tone. Off. Minus 40 decibel. Minus 20 decibel. Minus. Off. Off. Set. Minus. Off. Rec start tone. Self timer. Off. 3 second. 5 second. 10 second. Off. Off. 3 second off, self timer, rec delay timer, rec file name, rec counter, elapsed time, rec count, IXML chunk, sample rate.
No, you can't change the sampling rate, so it's probably either 44.1 or 48K.
Rec settings, USB mic.
Maybe it's smart enough to lock onto the sampling rate of the host when you connect it to USB. I'm not sure. I'll have to play with that later.
Menu, rec settings, sample rate, rec settings, USB mic, direct monitor, receive volume, send volume, direct mon, US, exit USB mic, rec standby.
Okay, now I'm in record standby again. So, how do you change the level while you're recording, or before you start recording? I don't know. Technically, it doesn't matter as far as the 32-bit float stuff is concerned, but it'd be nice for monitoring separately from the output.
Move to trash. Cancel. Rec standby.
I'm recording a file so that there is a file here. Testing.
Playback.
Recording a file so that there is a file here. I'm recording a file so that there is a file here.
File list.
The file list just beeps. As you might expect, it doesn't know how to read file names. Beep, beep, beep.
Rec standby.
When you press stop the first time, it goes into something else. You have to press it twice to get back to record standby. What's this other thing?
Playback.
Recording a
file option. Move to trash. Information. AB speed. Mark. Export. Normalize.
Ooh.
Move to trash. Information. Information.
And I assume it's probably showing information on the screen and not reading it. All right, there's a thing that doesn't talk.
Information. Move to trash. Normalize.
Okay, so after a little bit of trial and error, I figured out that the playback screen, when you go into the playback screen to play a file, press play.
Playback.
Recording. Pressing stop. So now I'm still in this play screen. If I press the second and third soft keys, it's going between the files on the card, I think. Okay, I think I'm going to stop here. You get a pretty good idea of how the voice guide works. It is significantly lower in volume than the microphones, which is probably okay most of the time for most people. And I got to figure out how this thing actually works as far as what happens when you want to drive a line input source into this thing. At the current level, it would be blastingly loud. Does it just sort of happen and work and do stuff, or do you have to do something to adjust the level? There doesn't seem to be a dedicated control like with the original H1N, where, well, the original H1 actually had two buttons on the right side to control the mic gain. The H1N has a knob. This doesn't have any of that, so I have to figure that out. And also try a couple of different windscreens. You definitely are going to need windscreens with this thing. I mean, these microphones are extremely exposed. And yeah, I don't think I have anything quite small enough. I think what I used with the H1N might actually be a little too large. But anyway, you get a pretty good idea of how this voice guide thing works, and not such a good idea of how the recorder actually performs, but that really wasn't the intent of this recording. So, bye-bye.
So I discovered a few things after I made this. One is that you can, in fact, adjust the voice guide volume. There are three levels. It's set in the accessibility menu. Yes, I said accessibility because it pronounces it wrong.
Accessibility.
Yes, that's right. Accessibility under system. And you can change the voice volume to one of three levels. And I had it at, I think, the quietest. So I wish I had known that when I recorded it. Would have made my life a little easier in editing, but oh well. I did have a look at the quick tour guide, and it does in fact seem that there's no way to change the input gain on this device. It just records at the full range that it records at, and you just turn the monitor down when you want things to not distort in your monitor, I guess. Normalize later, because 32-bit float does all the magic for you. There's just literally no input gain. That's a bit of a paradigm shift. Unfortunately, in typical fashion, The manual is written such that all the buttons and controls are displayed with images. So the accessibility people got to talk to the manual people, I guess. And that's all I have for now.
I didn't realize when I started recording that the microphones on the Zoom H1E... I didn't realize when I started recording that the microphones on the H1E would be so much louder than the voice guide. I eventually figured out how to fix that, but not until after the recording